Well, it's Iron Bowl week, and we are back one more time before the big game kicks off on Friday. Tomorrow, of course, is Thanksgiving, and while you're digesting your turkey, you can listen to myself and David Sears preview the upcoming matchup between number 2 Auburn, 11-0, and number 11 Alabama, 9-2. Sears, how are you? Ready for Thanksgiving?
I am ready for Thanksgiving. Got to be an interesting time in the Sears household.
Alabama does play Auburn this weekend, and we will get to that as well as preview or predict the other games that play this weekend, and there are 8 others in the SEC, some in interconference and some with the ACC and SEC. So let's just start talk a little bit about this Iron Bowl. Of course, you never were able to participate in one of them, but you were around the program, understand what it's like to be on an Alabama team and what this game means. Just talk a little bit about the Iron Bowl.
From a player's perspective, it's the game you focus on all year. It's the game you know that if you win, it can salvage a season. You know that there's a lot of pressure on you externally because the fan base really wants to beat Auburn. When I was there, they only beat Auburn my freshman year, my true freshman year, 2001. After that, we started the 6-game slide against Auburn, and you just felt more and more pressure as the slide continued that we need to end the streak, we need to end the streak. Players from out of state don't really realize it, their first Iron Bowl, but after they experience the hostility, they realize that this game means a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that a lot of freshmen are going to be indoctrinated in for both schools, and Cam Newton, who has not faced the Iron Bowl, and he'll probably compare it to FSU Florida, but it's nothing like FSU Florida.
Talking about this rivalry and what it means, it's kind of unparalleled if you think about it. Michigan, Michigan State, but there's really not another rivalry in the country that means the same thing.
Because they're so close to each other. They're about 2 hours away from each other. Florida State and Miami are on opposite ends of state. Tallahassee and Gainesville are about 4 hours away from each other. So you've got a lot of state rivalries, but nothing like what we have in the state of Alabama. It is just so intense. The fan bases despise each other.
Mm-hmm.
You've got families split between that. I mean, there are relatives in my family that are diehard Auburn fans, and you never really hear from them unless Auburn's doing well. Same goes for Alabama fans. Mm-hmm. You've got some, I'm sure, in families that they don't really communicate with the family unless Alabama's doing well.
Right.
So it's going to be fun.
It's life.
It is life.
It's not a game. It's life, and that's the difference, I think. One of the differences between Alabama, Auburn, and the rest, the other rivalries. I guess if UCLA would get its program out of the UCLA, USC might be pretty good. Might be a pretty good rivalry too. Iron Bowl 75 will kick off at 1:30 Central, CBS High Definition from Bryant-Denny Stadium. But there are some other great matchups this weekend in the land of the SEC, and we'll start with possibly the second biggest game this weekend. LSU plays Arkansas. This one will be in Little Rock War Memorial Stadium. It's a traditional site for this game when it's played up there. LSU comes in trying to get back to a BCS Bowl. You know, outside long shot potential of them getting into the national championship game. Arkansas wanting to not only spoil LSU's run, but also make a case that they for them to get up into a BCS Bowl. Big game in Little Rock.
I really like the way Arkansas is playing right now. LSU's defense has looked very vulnerable. Past couple weeks, Peterson got exposed against Julio Jones. You had them just have all sorts of difficulties with Ole Miss. I really think Arkansas is going to be able to win this game. I think they'll have everything going for their side, and I think Mallett puts the game of the year, plays the game of the year for himself, and puts himself into NFL quarterback talks again like he was at the beginning of the year. I don't think it'll be enough to get him into the Heisman, but I like Arkansas to win 38-31.
Okay, well, I think that's a great pick, and a lot of people are picking Arkansas, and I want to pick LSU just because everybody's on the Arkansas bandwagon because I think they're a very good team too, but, you know, I'm going to have to go with Arkansas because it's in Little Rock. I think Arkansas really just plays magically there. Remember 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? Was that the one with McFadden and Jones when they had the kickoff returns almost back-to-back?
And that was one fun game to watch afternoon.
I have to be with you on this one. I think Arkansas will win this game. How about checking out one that's really not quite as meaningful? Wake Forest plays at Vanderbilt. I mean, this is just two sad programs right here. How do you see this one going?
You got to feel bad. Wake Forest has gone from being in a BCS bowl to completely irrelevant again. Vandy's got that rep. They'll play you close, but they can't pull it out. So I'm going to stay with Vandy sticking to their rep and seeing the mighty Demon Deacons taking out Vanderbilt.
Is that an oxymoron?
Demon Deacons?
The mighty Demon Deacons?
Demon Deacons itself is a oxymoron. I'm like, yes, you're the Church of Satan, you know? So
and they're all Methodists. That's what I don't get. The Blue Devils and the Demon Deacons. Cecil Newton's church.
Wow.
I like Wake Forest in this one. I think just a little bit more than Vanderbilt this year. But again, these two programs have not much to say for themselves. But I do like Wake Forest to win the game. How about Tennessee rebuilding? Derek Dooley trying to get control of that program. But they're facing a team this weekend that they can beat, but is a very, very tough test. And Kentucky, always a tough end-of-the-year test. Kentucky hadn't beaten Tennessee in 25 years. Is this the year?
1984 is the last time Kentucky beat Tennessee.
Amazing.
It's the current longest ponage streak in the NCAA, thanks to Navy upsetting Notre Dame 3-4 years ago.
Yes.
And so you just got to say that streak's wearing mighty thin on the Kentucky program. You got to think that Joker Phillips would like to be the coach in his first year to end this streak. But then you look at Tennessee, and you see them starting to put everything together offensively. I'm gonna take the Volunteers, who become bowl eligible with a victory. I'm going to say the Volunteers eke it out 24-23 in Knoxville, because that's why it's going to be won, because it is in Knoxville.
That's a great point. A lot of people are picking this Tennessee team to win this game because Derek Dooley has them on such a high right now. I'm not. I think Kentucky, after 25 straight losses to Tennessee, I think that's enough motivation to go out there. Guys, here's a team that's the record? 5-6, Tennessee? I think they're 5-6. Just go out there. It's our time to beat them. I mean, can we get this monkey off of our back? 25 straight years is just a little ridiculous. This is going to be on the SEC Network at 11:21 Central Saturday. South Carolina, Clemson.
South Carolina better not be looking ahead to Auburn, because it's in Clemson. Clemson has the potential to upset them. However, Schizophrenic Garcia will probably put together a decent game, decent enough for South Carolina to win. I like South Carolina 31-17.
No, Clemson's going to win this game because Steve Spurrier has put all his eggs in the basket next week against Auburn.
You really think Clemson? You think the Fighting Sweeneys will put it together?
Yeah, I do. I think Clemson can. I don't know that it's going to be as much Clemson putting it together as it'll be South Carolina falling apart. I don't see.
You don't see him doing it?
But I see him next week coming out and possibly beating Auburn in a big game. Be interesting to see. Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl playing. I don't even feel right saying that, but the Egg Bowl playing Ole Miss. Does Ole Miss get a big upset? Jeremiah Holy Masoli here?
Houston Nutt has yet to pull a big upset this year, and I think this is the time we get to see him do it. Mississippi State's lost back-to-back heartbreaking games, got completely embarrassed by Alabama, and just laid a huge egg, pardon the pun, against Arkansas. So it's got to be done. They're going to be in Oxford. Ole Miss plays better at home. I'm going to say Ole Miss takes out the Mississippi State Bulldogs, 24-10.
Well, now I want to say Ole Miss wins this one so badly, but I think Mississippi State wins, and they'll go into the land of irrelevance in a big way. Ole Miss will, because Mississippi State, if they win this game, think about the recruiting edge that they have over Ole Miss in that state now. It'll be locked. I mean, they'll be a major program.
Maybe
Ole Miss
can afford better players. What?
Shopping at Cecil's Church. I just want to continue beating
that
drum.
Put a smile on my face, Jacob. Put a smile on my face.
Make me smile.
Make me smile.
Georgia Tech playing at Georgia. This is a big one for Mark Richt. Not so big for Paul Johnson, but it'd be a nice win. But Mark Richt needs this one badly.
Richt needs this desperately. They need to become bowl eligible. Murray's starting to put it together. The off week last week should help him recover from the knee injury he sustained against Auburn.
He's supposed to play.
He is supposed to play. I'm going to say that Georgia, I think they're a 14.5-point favorite. Mm-hmm. I definitely think they cover. Give me Georgia 45, to 14.
I like Georgia, too. I think Mark Richt really rallies his team, if there is such a thing. I think he rallies this team this weekend and is able to get – I know Georgia Tech has run over him the last couple of tries, but I think Georgia puts it together this time and gets the victory. How about in the in Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee, Florida comes calling? They Urban looked impressive, Meyer. But not last week.
Urban is 5-0 against the Florida State Seminoles. He has never lost.
But has he ever had this tough of a challenge?
He has never had this lackluster offense that he's been saddled with this year, which is his own fault because he built everything around Tebow. I'm going to say the FSU Seminoles win a close one. FSU wins like 35-31. I don't think it'll be that big a game, that big a deficit, but I don't see Florida. I don't see them doing enough to win
right
against FSU.
I have to agree with you. I think Florida State will win this game. They have a lot of motivation considering they haven't beaten Florida in quite a few years, and I think that they get it done this week. But Urban's team, they'll always be ready to play, so look for an interesting game there. All right, the big one this weekend in Tuscaloosa coming up Friday at 1:30 Central. Talk about the keys for Alabama, the keys for Auburn. I think, you know, Cam Newton is the key to the game. If Alabama can contain him and limit Auburn's possessions, then Alabama has more of a chance to win. Give us some keys in your pick.
Alabama will have to employ the Tebow defense they used so well last year in the SEC championship game. They're going to have to keep Cam in the pocket. They can't let him scramble because that's when he's his most dangerous. The rushers are going to have to maintain their rush lanes. The linebacker, I'm betting they'll spy with C.J. Mosley, who's become the Rolando McClain of this year's defense. He's not there physically, but I think he's getting there mentally. Give him another year in the weight room, and he'll just be an absolute beast next year. I like the Auburn offensive line against the Bama defensive line. Bama's defensive line has not performed that well. Darius has basically been a no-show against any decent competition, so you have to think that he'll be matched up against Zimba.
Right.
It should be a fun game to watch. I definitely think we'll get to see Alabama's unproven secondary against the Tigers' unproven wide receivers. Alabama does lead the nation in interceptions, so maybe they can force Cam to make some bad throws and Mark Barron
21.
Can have a big game.
The
All
year.
These things said, I think I disagree with you on the key. I think the key to this game is one Greg McElroy. If he stays upright, makes good decisions with the ball, and manages the clock well, because Bama's going to have to play time possession and keep away from Auburn. If they can do that, Alabama has the key to victory. That's why I'm taking Alabama in a close one, 21-17.
Well, I think Alabama will come out of the gate fired up. I think Nick Saban always has his team ready to play. And I think at halftime, Alabama leads the game, something like 13-6. It'll be a lower scoring game than people think. Any game that's hyped up to be an offensive shootout, any usually ends up being a much lower scoring game than people think. But I think at the end of the day, you have to look at what Cam Newton has done in the third and fourth quarters of ball games. He single handedly takes the team on his shoulders, and I think Cam Newton will lead Auburn to victory. I like Alabama to play it close. But I think Auburn, in the end, wins this one 37-33 and continues their march toward a championship and the BCS championship and the SEC championship. Can anybody stop this Auburn team is my question. And
the NCAA?
I think
the SEC?
I think the key is Cam Newton. If for some reason Cam Newton doesn't play, I think all bets are off. Everyone have a nice weekend. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back next week to recap the carnage.